Hi, today's January 1st, 2018. This is Mobile View's mini podcast number 31. I'm Todd Ogasawara, and I'm all by myself, but that's okay. This mini podcast is a way for me to thank my friends who have joined me over the past year and say thank you as we head into the 10th year of this podcast in 2018. We'll hit our 10th anniversary sometime in November of this year. But first, a shout out to my Comics Views podcast co-host Jay Stone, who has been podcasting with me on that podcast since podcast number one in June 2011. And I hope we can get our former third co-host, Emil Reyes, who's super, super busy back now and then in 2018. They were both frequent co-hosts on Mobile View's podcast in 2011, 2013. And I just want to note, you know, Jay is super, super busy. He's an engineer by day and a comics fan by night and weekends. But, you know, he's super busy. And we haven't had a chance to always get together on a really regular basis. But I do appreciate his time when he can. And Emil has been doing some graduate work and so forth. And you know how that goes when that happens. So a shout out to my Mobile Views co-host, John Westfall, who's given the gift of his valuable time and knowledge to this podcast since December 2013. So that means we've been doing it a little over 4 years now. We're heading into the 10th year, and so at the end of this year, he will have done half of the, at least time. There was a kind of a hiatus of the Movies podcast after I stopped being a full-time blogger back in my mobilecontenttoday.com, and also which morphed into Think Mobile, which morphed into Social Times, which I think is now Ad Week or something like that. In addition to John, I want to thank our friends who joined us in 2017 in alphabetical order. Paul Lawler, thanks, Paul. Ricky Lee, thank you, Ricky. Frank McPherson, thank you, Frank. Sven Johansson, thanks, Sven. Don Sorsenletti, thank you, Don. And Ryan Ozawa, thanks a bunch, Ryan. I just wanted to note that, you know, Paul and Ricky and Frank and Don were all on four times, but I'm not sure I want to count Don because he was on the infamous podcast number 209, which I was not actually on. I think it's the only podcast, Mobile's podcast, I have not been on. I was stuck in traffic, and John took the reins and recorded a podcast with Don, and very bad things were said about me, but I forgive them. You know, and looking at this list, I realized that there are a bunch of friends who I thought were on in 2017 with us on one of the podcasts, but were not. And so I'm going to give a shout out to them to hope they can rejoin us in 2018 for a podcast or two. Let's see, in no particular order, I'm thinking about you, Jack Cook, you, Jason Dunn, Stephen Hughes. Gosh, who has been on that hasn't been on in a while? There's a bunch of my friends that I'd like to get on. Some first-timers that have never been on. I'd like to convince them to come on at some point. But thanks to everyone who's been on the podcast in 2017 and in the past. And I hope to see them in the future. A couple other notes. I finished my 2017 Doodle a Day project, which I used an iPad Pro Apple Pencil as a way to get me to use the $100 Apple Pencil that I did not use at all in 2016. It was a really interesting project. Most of it was done using a piece of software called Procreate for the iPad Pro. I also use something called Tayasui Sketches Pro when Procreate was really, really broken for a couple of weeks, actually well over a month. And so shout out to Tayasui for a very fine product, which I think I'm going to return to in 2018. Not sure what I'm going to do for a 2018 project. I don't think I'm going to do another daily project. That was a lot of work despite only, and I use the word only in parentheses, only spending 15 minutes per doodle. I'll put up some of the doodles on either mobileviews.com or gossawalrus.com. Or I did start dailydoodler.com website. I think I might put it in one of those sites. So keep track of us on mobileviews.com, either in the podcast or blog, and I'll point you to my Doodle a Day project and my thoughts on the software and Apple Pencil and, of course, the iPad Pro. I will say this. I enjoyed the project so much that I ended up buying a new iPad Pro in 2017 to replace the iPad Pro 9.7, which I foolishly only bought with 32 gigabytes of RAM, thinking I would never use it for media. I thought it was going to be just a consumables kind of thing, where I'd watch movies and that sort of thing. Of course, the minute I started drawing and putting images on, I regretted that decision, so I bought a iPad Pro 10.5-inch device in the middle of 2017 and used that for the remainder of the year to complete my daily doodle project. It was a lot of fun. Learned a lot about the technology, which I think I'll be talking about in the future. As for what's coming up, well, who knows? I'm certainly not predicting anything. I'm trying to think if Microsoft has anything that's coming up that's interesting. Can't think of anything. They're kind of on a regular schedule. I am kind of curious about the Windows on ARM devices, but quite frankly, they're so expensive relative to what you can buy in a, you know, a regular Intel product, which is what most of us use, that I'm not sure it's worthwhile pursuing that. On the Mac side, I inherited, as I spoke so many times over the past couple of years, my daughter graduated from college last year, or 2017, spring of 2017, and I inherited, and I use that word in quotes, I inherited her MacBook Air 2013, which is a great device. I'm using it right now to record this podcast. It is my new MacBook, or my new Mac, the newest Mac I have. I replaced hers when she went off to grad school. I'm not sure what thing, you know, as John and I often lament, we're waiting for a Mac Mini to emerge. We'd really like to see an iPad Pro Mini, you know, something that supports an Apple Pencil in a smaller form factor. Because quite frankly, I don't carry an iPad Pro outside of the house much because it's too big. I carry an iPad Mini 4. Haven't done much in Linux. I should think about that. Maybe get a Raspberry Pi 3 or something and play with Linux again. I just learned about a music programming language called Chuck. That has been around for many years, it turns out, but I never heard of it until I happened upon a YouTube video featuring Gao Wang. Now, Gao Wang is a professor at Stanford. It was the last time I spoke with him. And he was an interview subject on the old MobileViews podcast when it first started up. He is the co-founder and CTO of Smule, who has done some remarkable music apps for iOS. And I was fortunate enough to get some of his time to speak with him twice on the topic of music on iOS and Smule's products in particular. Anyway, this programming language called Chuck is a music programming language, and that might be my new project for 2018, to learn how to use that to generate music, computer music, something I've always had an interest in for decades. In any case, I think that's all I have for this mini podcast number 31. For the fives of you, we are not making fun of this. It literally, our audience is pretty small, and I know it. Probably know most of you in person. Thank you for taking time to listen. I hope you found it interesting. I hope a lot of you can be guests in 2018. John and I will be reaching out to you to see if anybody has time. And speaking of time, you know, again, I said this before when I was speaking about Jay and John and everybody else, but I know that there is no reason for my friends to come onto this podcast except to have an interesting conversation, I hope, and some fun. There's no money involved. We have no sponsors. Nobody gets paid for doing this. And their time is valuable. And I just want my friends to know I appreciate the value of their time and the value of not doing something with their families or doing something for themselves, you know, running around doing errands and spending an hour or so with me recording these podcasts. So your time is well appreciated. And of course, your knowledge, even more so in many ways, because it's not just your time I need, but I need your, I really appreciate the opinions you have and the information you have. And I've learned a lot from my friends just by doing this podcast. It's probably one of the main reasons I do it, is because I learn from them. Anyway, and I hope you learn from them too. We will speak to you in 2018. And I hope you let your friends know about this podcast, MobileViews.com. MobileViews podcast will be heading into, let's see, where are we? The next MobileViews podcast will be number 236. And I hope to get John back on after his holidays in the next week or so. Okay, we will talk to you next time. Thank you. Bye.